Everyone's voted, but I think we've got a quorum here for extreme. And how are you not choosing extreme difficulty if we're on souffle, sabotage souffle, the most extreme of game shows in the Eoxian universe? I think Rebecca left her computer. So she's not here for this vote. Or no, she's here for the vote. Oh no, we got four votes now. For extreme. It's extreme time. Excellent, excellent.
Who cares about hero points? But if you tell us there's more loot on the line, suddenly the consensus shifts dramatically.
Well, I was the first one to vote before I left the computer, just for the record.
That's fine. That's fine. So for extreme, I think we're just going kind of boss mode. And normally it would be like a bunch of small Tashtaris. I think we're going Tashtari alpha time. Big old Tashtari. Does that sound good, guys?
Sounds good. That's the laser puppy, right?
Oh, yes. Laser dogs.
Oh. That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt.
Laser dogs. So let's go ahead. Rolling the initiative turn order. If you want to do the same skill that you introduced yourselves to the audience for, you can, but you will have to re-roll it and use, click, make sure you're rolling it as initiative.
Athletics is an option for initiative. You add me to the turn order.
I suppose, baby.
I guess I could just roll initiative and then.
No, it's okay. I can add you in. I can add you in. Davra, what'd you get?
25.
I think you're going first, probably. I think you're going first. Okay. I guess I do have to roll myself. What do we do? We chose extreme. Is that right?
Yeah. Extreme.
Well, that's just crazy talk. Oh, no. This isn't enough to be extreme. What level are you?
What level? You're reaching levels of 3.
Okay. It is going to be. Okay. It is going to be. Tashtari Alpha and 2 small Tashtaris to get to extreme. I probably could have planned this out better, but I thought the big one was going to be enough.
Shoot.
So we have options here for critters.
That's new. But to be clear, we can't die here, right?
You would have to try very hard to die.
Yeah. Okay, right, cool.
Very hard. Okay.
I love that it's just... It's just literally a wolf with a laser beam about to come out of its mouth. That's right.
Also, it has... Well, these guys did not roll well. It also has 3 legs, you know? It's overcome a lot to get where it is today.
Yep.
Oh. It's got perpetual heartburn and...
Lot.
Not enough legs.
Okay.
Not enough legs.
Set them up in the back of the arena here and...
No, never. Nobody ever gives me any credit for not having... 4 legs.
Yeah, what's up with that? Aren't you a dog?
Yeah.
No.
That back you do leg is definitely a left leg, though, right? Like,
yeah, it's yeah, like, yeah, like it's clear that the artist who got this job was like, I mean, legs are naturally like one side or the other. Nobody's just got a weird
that's
extra
a
leg.
Toe. Like that. That's a left leg. Yeah.
Yeah. Choice was made, and they picked left, and that's fine.
That's fine. Well, hold on.
Left feet.
What if I mirror this thing and flip the art?
Image. Yeah, I was about to say.
Now what is it, huh?
Why does still it still look like a left leg?
I was about to say it still looks like a left leg. My brain would not allow that transfer.
So the original art, I don't remember if this is the original.
No, it's
not. I don't think this is, art. No. But they have new art that looks just like a regular wolf. I forget if this is in the new Alien archive or not, but I was like, what? That's just a wolf.
Yeah, it's like a little
Just a wolf.
Sparkly wolf.
All right. We are in turn order. Tavra, you are first. What comes out of the darkness on the other side of the force field is two young Tashtari pups and what looks like a massive, twice as large alpha leader of the pack. You are up first. What would you like to do?
Okay, so I could take two movements to get to one of these and then strike at it.
It sounds like you're asking me, but I believe you can. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do that with at my advanced Doshko.
One of the juveniles. Okay.
Yes. It's a 23 to hit.
On one of these smaller Tashtaris, that is a hit.
Okay, that's 23 piercing damage. Are these undead? These are not undead.
They are not, no.
Okay, so just 23.
Okay, well, that one is very hurt as you bonk this thing. It deals non-lethal damage to the... No, you're dealing lethal damage to the creatures, right?
I would these think so if we're going to cook them.
You are going to cook them.
Yeah. Here?
Yes, yes. They're doing non-lethal to us, but we're doing lethal to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that will take us to Lacardus. Oh, it looks like all of Team Spatula is going first. Tyler.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll just run up and punch it twice. Why not? Just pummel.
Patrick, he asked you a question. Why not?
17.
That's why not.
Miss. Miss. Sorry, Tyler. Hathayun.
All right, so we're going to get into solar attunement and going to stellar rush so I can get up here and I will attack this pup.
Okay, see if we can take down this one that's already taken some damage.
It's at 20 to hit.
That is a hit.
That's 6 points of damage plus one.
Okay, I guess I should have asked, but... There's just piercing damage on the Doshko strike. That is enough damage to drop down this first Tashtari.
Let's start skinning.
So you can, if you'd like, the next part of this, of course, is after you destroy a creature, a skeletal chef does pop out of the darkness as well with some skinning knives. And look at this fun art I found online. Look at this. He's a little skeleton sous chef.
Perfect.
He's got the head and everything.
Love it.
Love it in every way.
Bon appetit.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, no. Now I'm upset.
Yeah, that should have been in the intro to the one of our groups at least.
That's what Hathayun's apron's going to say.
You do not have to do this in combat because they can start in on it. But that will take us to Zeldin, your turn.
Right. Let's see here. I think, indeed, since the cameras are rolling, I've got to do my signature move.
Oh, God.
That I previewed to all the folks at home.
I forgot.
I'm going to use a spiritual armament. And I'm going to sling a grenade at this guy right over here. And just try to like bounce this thing right off the dome. I've rolled a 17, which isn't great.
Looks. Wait, was this the big one?
No, this would have been the little one.
But this is against AC?
Yeah, I think I got two. I got two.
Two what?
Hero points.
What do you want to use it here?
I mean, kinda.
Go right ahead.
I'm gonna do it. Do it. My damage is really good. I get good damage. So that's what I'm talking about. 26.
There we go.
Once again, we use the reroll damage, but they're pretty.
Wait, we reroll damage in addition to. How long has this been happening?
Just this.
Right? Don't we always reroll damage?
No, we never reroll damage.
We didn't in DMRNC. We always kept the damage from the original roll.
I don't think I've ever played a game where we rerolled the damage, right?
No,
I think we stopped it because you guys were were basing your logic to reroll on what you rolled the damage on, and that should never be a factor. So, I mean, it's 1 point difference here, but boy howdy, the critical damage is crazy different if you had rolled a crit. I will say this is not a crit, but you're rolling against a smaller one that is a hit, so it's just the smaller one taking 13 damage.
So we are re-rolling damage
Yes.
insane. That's a wild decision. Okay.
I think it's been like this for a while.
In fairness, I don't really roll a lot of d20s as a spellcaster, I guess, but it's like, so maybe I just didn't notice it, but
yeah, just a change.
But like, I mean, like, you know, normally a reroll, just rolling a d20, right? You're not like rerolling a d20 and also 46 or whatever, but that's cool. That's the rule is the rule. 13 damage.
That's a good point. But normally, like I say, you just wouldn't have the information of like what you rolled before, because it's like, you know, if we're at the table, you roll the d20, you hit or miss, reroll or not reroll, and then you would go on to damage phase.
That's Patrick. No, but that's not how anything works at your table. quit kind of trying to justify this insane thing you've decided.
Need to go back to where we talked about it last.
And then my third action, I'm just going to put up a shield.
Sorry, it is just on this the smaller one, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so pretty damn good damage. That will take us... What's up?
Wait, you know what? No. Third action, I'm just going to throw that grenade. The one that just bounced back into my hand, I'm just going to whip it at him.
Yeah, that's allowed.
All right, so it is technically a second attack, but...
Yes. Yes, a miss on that.
You don't have to hit AC.
Yeah.
For the grenade.
This is a grenade.
Oh, this is just for the damage roll then.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me roll a reflex.
Yeah.
Makes more sense. What is your DC?
19.
That is a fail.
All right. So then another 9 damage to... wait a minute. Let's say this is... Oh man, that's quite low damage on that thing. Okay. On
that is enough to blow. Well, I think it was actually bloodied from the first attack. How much did you do? Oh no, that is enough to bloody it now. So pretty good there. This one, it is their turn before Uithal gets a chance to go. This guy's going to run up towards you all. This one that you've just beefed and is going to, let's see. What is our movement speed? It's pretty good. Where was I here?
Oh, sorry. That radius is 10 feet, by the way. So it would have hit both of them.
If it was here?
I mean, you can measure. Yeah. Yeah. Wherever.
Well, like...
It's a 10-foot radius on the grenade explosion.
Okay.
So if it's an emanation and I'm hitting the square, then it would still hit this one.
For the big one, that will be just a success. So okay. 4... there. Okay, this guy's got 35 foot of movement, so I could just run straight up to both of you guys, Zeldin and Uithal. And the first action is going to be its chest filaments kind of bursting forth a intense light. I need you both to make a fortitude save, although I don't think you can be affected, Zeldin. This is a visual burst.
Ooh, I'm immune.
Sorry,
fire damage. I can take fire damage, but
no. The worst thing you can have here is blinded.
Oh no, not again!
You got double blinded. Make me that roll, Drew.
Oh boy, here we go.
16?
16? That is a fail. You are just dazzled for a moment. Oh no, dazzled for a minute. That's a very different word.
That's a lot longer.
Oh gosh. So dazzled is
just slap it on your character sheet.
All creatures and objects are concealed from you. Oh boy.
Yeah, if vision is your primary ability to see. So it's like a missed chance for a lot of actions here. This one is going to fire its chest laser, its muzzle beam at you, Zeldin.
Ugh, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
16 on the dice is a 25... No, 27 to hit.
Oh, that's a crit.
27. Okay, so D6, that is 9, 18 fire,
oh.
And a D4 persistent fire damage.
Hmm. Don't like that. Okay. Don't like that one bit.
Okay. That will take us to the big one's turn. Big one just saw you guys absolutely obliterate one of its pups over here.
Maybe they'll go attack that that bone cook.
He just tears him apart.
Roll a d4.
Yeah, give a dog a bone.
On a one, he eats the...
Oh, gosh, this is so brutal. Oh, this might be too hard for you guys. I don't know.
That's why I never vote for this crap.
We'll be fine.
This is a...
All right.
20-foot okay. emanation. I can't catch it.
It can't really, even kill us. The worst thing is that we just don't look cool on TV.
Sure. That's worse than being killed.
This massive Tashtari moves behind Team Spatulas, and it seems to plant its feet on the ground and throws its head back, and both its chest light and its muzzle beam blast into the heavens. You see it erupt on the force field above you guys, and it begins raining down as a solar storm of laser beams all over your party. This is a 20-foot emanation from it, and the three of you over here need to make a reflex save, basic reflex save.
I take no damage.
Oh, look at you. Wait.
I take damage.
Do you take no damage on just a success, Tyler?
My successes are critical successes. My critical
God. Successes. At level three?
Are pumping your mama.
Well, it's good because it seems like you're going, well, pumping my mama? No. Well, that's good. Because
no, the Tashtari mama. The Tashtari mama.
Oh, okay. My Tashtari mama.
Oh, man.
We got a 9 from Dabra, 3 on the dice, and a 2 on the dice.
Is that a critical failure for me?
Both of them are, yes. Thank you for
awesome.
Asking.
I can re-roll that.
Oh.
Because I guess it's my own chosen Patra. The first time each day you critically fail a saving throw, you immediately re-roll. The saving throw is a free action.
This is unfortunate. Yes. You can't do... Well, I guess you can roll one, but you can't. You've only rolled a 2 here, so almost anything is going to be better for you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is so good.
I'm so glad I chose that.
Yeah, that's a useful one.
Coming in big right now.
Woo!
Wow!
From zero to hero, baby.
You got your
well done.
Dodging out of the way. Deborah's getting
blasted.
Should
I use my hero point to reroll?
Deborah's getting blasted with every laser beam.
Deborah, you're getting hit, and you look behind you, and both Heath Ayun and Lacardus are just behind you, like, you're doing great. Like, you're just taking all the hits. Yeah.
I just assume, for listeners who don't know, I rolled a natural 20, which means I would assume there's some commentary that says, like, Heath Ayun is a man that walks through the raindrops.
This dog can't bow wow. The cat's meow. That's Zoe's commentary.
Zoe's lost it.
I mean, he's like 300 years old. He's like Bob Barker crazy at the end here.
He's just like, let me die. For real, for real.
Spay and neuter your neighbors. Good night, everyone. What? Yeah, well, you guys all, because you did choose the extreme combat choice, have an additional hero point.
I chose nothing.
Okay. Well, do you want to reroll this, Rebecca? I've already revealed it as a critical fail.
I will reroll it. I don't think I'm going to succeed, but here goes.
I believe in you, Rebecca.
Ooh, that is
succeed?
That is a success.
My belief saved the day.
Man, it is a success, but it is only
hero point.
Half damage, right?
It's still better than double damage.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yes, because it is 4d6 plus 4 fire. And a critical fail, you also are dazzled.
Oh, yikes.
So...
Well, it's
a good use of a hero point.
Don't want
that. It's a good use of a hero.
Yeah, 18 points of fire damage, so just 9, Rebecca. Pretty good. Yay. That's its full turn as we go to Ulithal. Drew, you've got this young Tashtari in front of you. Zeldin's hurt. What would you like to do?
Ooh, we're going to summon a huge wall of water to hydraulic push.
Ooh. Blast. Oh,
wait, sorry, are you blinded right now?
Yeah.
Dazzled. Oh, yeah, yes.
Also, don't you take one fire damage?
No, that's me. I'm the one that's on fire. So.
No, but I... Oh, never mind. I killed that thing. Never mind.
And don't worry. They got a little bit of resistance to fire, so...
Okay.
That's not going to probably come into effect here. This is a miss, Drew. Do you want to reroll? You got a 4 on the attack.
Yeah, I am going to reroll. So that's better. You just have to hit it. But now I have to hit it. So what do I need to roll for my miss chance?
Just a d20.
Yeah, flat d20 check.
High or low? What am I aiming for?
High. It's DC 5.
So hey, success. All right.
9 points of bludgeoning damage. Is that right?
Yes. And... Okay. That's enough. It knocks the creature back. Yeah.
Okay. That's enough to
5 feet.
Knock it dead, and another
nice
little chef comes out. Another skeletal chef to help with the harvesting. All right. So we're on to turn 2, and there's just the giant alpha left. So I'm going to close out this window. We won't forget Luthon is dazzled. And yeah, Tavra, we're back to you.
Rebecca, right, do you want to?
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to offer to have Lacardus like run to the other side of it so you could flank it, and because you're the biggest damaging thing.
I could also run to the other side of it and flank it.
Right, you still won't. Yeah, but you won't.
I won't benefit from any flank.
You won't benefit from it, and you do 3 times the damage I do.
All right, I'll delay my turn then.
I would love it because I want you to hit this thing twice so badly. Okay, Lagardus is going to run to the other side of it so that he's in future flanking position, and I'm going to just attack it twice. I'm not going to aim on this thing.
That doesn't make any sense.
And I'm going to miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to miss. See? This is why I'm just a positional guy.
Rebecca Tavra.
All right, I'm going to step forward and strike with my Doshko. It's a 20 to hit.
20 is a miss.
A miss?
Are you counting flanking with that?
Yeah. It's a big boss. You've rolled a 10. Not
well, I have
gonna
no hero
it.
Points, so I cannot reroll that.
Oh, you started with 0 this episode? Oh, no.
No, yeah. So I spent my 1. All right, here goes second attack. Oh, no.
It's worse. Oh. It's worse. All right. Hithayun, last chance for your team scoring some points this round. What do you want to do?
All right, so we are flanking, right?
If you moved next to Tavra, you could, yeah. This seems to be a genetically engineered, specifically for its meat, Teshtari. Okay. So it's real beefy. That back leg is like, you know, a turkey, big turkey leg.
Yum, yum, yum. All right, so I'm now flanking.
Comes pre-fried.
Pre-fried.
It's blood is gravy.
23 to hit. Ooh, nice.
With flanking, that is a hit.
For 7 points of damage.
Okay. All right. I'm going to track your guys' damage output separately as we go to... Oh, no. You have a third action.
I got one more.
Attack so, again?
Yeah. No.
Zeldin, what you want to do?
All right. Let's see here. So since I am... Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I'm even checking. So since I am still in range, no longer have... thing threatening me, I'm going to sustain my spell and whip another grenade at this thing, and I'll make that attack. Spells, there we are. Ooh, only a 21 to hit.
That is going to be a miss.
I want to reroll this one. I love spending hero points. No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, third action.
Oh, so that's just one action.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Sustain. So... I'll do Eldritch Lance is a second attack, so why not? You know what? Why not do an Eldritch Lance? It's great. I could roll a natural 20. I'd look super cool.
Oh man, people would be so happy with you.
Ah, no,
you did that.
I didn't do that.
No. Aw, poop. Aw, poopies. Okay. Well,
I take 1d4, 3, and I roll my check, and I don't shake the fire. So I'm still on fire.
Doesn't seem like they're able to use this ability again, but... Oh, sorry. Did you roll damage for it?
Yes, I rolled... Yeah, I rolled a D3. Okay. Or a dead D4, and I rolled 3.
Dankeschön. The Testari Alpha doesn't look like it can use its Solar Cry ability again, which is sad because it's big attack. It's a big boy attack. I think it is going to stick where it is and first do its Bristle Flash. So I guess it's Drew in the area here. Drew, you're still in the area for this Testari, so unfortunately you have to roll Fortitude save for it as well. Everyone, give me a Fortitude save. It's another... Basically, a massive flashbang goes off. Right here. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is still just a failure for you, Drew. It looks like we've got a success from Lacardus and Hithyun on a Fortitude save. You are dazzled for a round. Tavra, dazzled for a minute. So that is a single action. It's gonna randomly attack.
So if I was already dazzled, I'm just still dazzled.
Yeah. Okay, it is going to attack Tavra here with its jaw attack. Natural 20.
This guy stinks. Yikes.
Remember, I can't kill you.
Hey, Rebecca, I think you're about to take 20 plus points of damage here.
Yeah, I think you'll be 20. Okay.
Oh, yeah. What happened? Did I just hit... Oh, if I hit the space bar, it just rolls a d20? Is that what's going on? Weird. What?
Does that work for everyone?
I think I'm hovered over... Oh, yeah, I have it, like, selected. No, it just works.
Mine just rolled.
So interesting.
Where'd you hover it over, Patrick?
I'm on the dice roller, and I have, like, D20 highlighted. I think the space bar is just, like, enter, basically.
Oh, that's cool.
It's been a while since I rolled a natural 20.
Oh, I thought that was shit for me.
Good. It's been 7 days or something.
It's been a while since I've hit a crit.
The only person who's rolled the same amount of natural 20s as you this season is Miles.
Wait, what?
I keep track of everybody's natural 20s on.
Look at you.
We need to compare notes because I've been trying to track that too, but yeah. I think
all your crits, so your non-natural 20 crits, all your crits and all your ones. I try to track as best as possible. Doesn't mean I catch all of them.
You know.
It's just fun to see.
I've been tracking kills too, so you can see.
Ooh, nice.
I thought we stopped tracking kills in season 2.
Well, I'm taking notes every session. I'm taking notes. So I've got crit fails, crit successes.
Kill count is cool.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to crit shout out for our Patreons. One of our newer Patreon supporters for a couple of years now, but Alexander W, thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. This crit to knock out Tavra is what kind of damage? Piercing damage. Probably not going to affect her too much. Pierced, the target is slowed 1 until the end of its next turn, but this is going to be a lot of damage.
Slowed 1, that's a whole action that it takes away, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. It is 30 points of piercing damage total.
Yikes. Okay.
You still up?
Yeah, I'm still up.
Okay. Well, you are not technically up because it is going to use its third action to use the knockdown ability and knock you flat-footed on your back.
Fun. So I'm prone now?
Prone, slowed.
And dazzled.
All at one time.
Jeez.
Just for a turn. That is its turn. Ulithal, we're on to you, buddy.
Oh, man. I'm still dazzled, so...
You guys get upgraded rewards, though, for this additional difficulty combat.
There better be something for this nonsense.
I swear, if you just give us, like, a frag grenade, I'm going to throw a riot.
You heard, like, a frag grenade?
Right.
My reach. No, go ahead, Jabert.
I love not rolling attack rolls. It's great.
My what reach got, extends void warp.
Ooh, okay.
So that's 5 damage for a fortitude save, which it will probably be due. Very easily.
Not its worst. Let me roll a d20. That is a success. So I'm guessing 2 damage.
Yes.
F. Okay. All right. Excellent. Third action, Drew.
I'm going to move a little bit closer.
All right. The damage race on the alpha. You guys are pretty neck and neck. About equal on that. So that will take us to the top of the turn order. Lacartis, your one flanking buddy is down, but you still have Hathion on the other side of this massive laser wolf.
Nothing stops me from concentrating, even though I'm dazzled. Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Dazzled does not.
I was checking to see if I could still aim, even if I'm dazzled, and I can. So I'm going to aim and swing twice. So
let's see how this goes.
Oh, well, you know, 18, 30.
Yeah, that's a hit. Want to roll me that?
Yeah.
Flat check.
It's a hit.
It's a hit.
Hey, with the aim, 8 points, damage? Oh, boy. 8
points of damage. And then
doubling up your team's damage already here.
Yay. Second attack. Can we pull out another high number? No, we cannot. No, we cannot. Oh, maximum damage. Almost maximum damage. Oh,
it's close, but that's still a miss.
I do have a hero point, but I guess I'll hold on to it for now. Okay.
Is that with the flanking bonus?
So Tavra goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is with the even with the flanking bonus, that's the miss. Tavra goes down the turn order till after the creature, which means Hathion is actually next.
What, why does she go down to after the creature?
Maybe.
She's not unconscious.
Just second edition rules that we've played for 5. Oh no, she's not unconscious. What? I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. You just knocked her down.
Yo, this guy's cheating.
For some reason, I thought you said you only had 20 hit points left, but I was like locked into that number. You're still fine. What would you like to do, Rebecca?
I am going to stand up and strike with my Joshko. Okay. I'm right next to this guy.
Alrighty. Oh, I hope that's
on. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Rebecca, this is not
5 on the dice. I thought these teams were like way unbalanced, but now I'm not too sure.
Well, wait, don't I get another?
No, you stood up and you attacked and you're slowed, so you lose the third.
Oh, I'm slowed. Oh my god.
Sorry.
Yep. But hey, that's gone now.
No, for 5 more turns, right? For a whole minute.
Oh.
So
no, you're dazzled.
Slowed is gone.
Slowed is gone. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you rolled
not
the fail.
Not prone anymore.
On that.
No, you're just dazzled.
I'll put the dazzled marker on you. Miles, Hathion's turn.
All right. Hathion is going to attack. Still flanking? Yep.
With Lacartis.
The solar flail. It's a 21 to hit. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I don't know why that's... So 18, that's a miss.
Well, you don't have the flail right now. You said you changed them into knives, right?
Whatever.
Well, you have to get up close to them. But yeah, what did you roll here? 18?
18.
That is a miss.
All right, let me try again. That's a miss. Boo-hoo.
It's a strong puppy. It's a strong puppy.
That's all she wrote.
That will take us to Zeldin.
Right. Cool. I think I need to move in a little bit because I made a mistake last turn. My Eldritch Blast only has a range of 30 feet. So if I want to do that again in the future, I'll need to be in closer. But I'm also going to sustain the attack. Ba-bah!
I like this new spell.
Natural. That's what that is.
I shouldn't have opened my mouth.
And now is why I didn't spend my hero point on the last one. So.
You cannot do worse.
Cannot technically do worse.
Yeah. Oh no. That's
still a pile of doo-doo.
But it smells better. It smells a little better.
Yeah. Oh.
Third action. You know what? Gosh, why is everyone just standing around this thing?
So sorry. Again, so sorry.
So sorry, everybody.
They're on
so
another sorry, team.
I whip. That's true. I whip a grenade at the entire party.
Oh, what kind of...
Everyone roll me a reflex save.
All right, what damage are we talking about?
Talking the 3d8. Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I fail.
You could kill Tavra right now. Just
no, I couldn't.
No.
Unless.
It is 24 for the Teshtari.
Yes, that's a save. So,
half damage.
So that'll be 6. All right, Lucardus and Thayun.
I have an 18 on mine.
Miles has left the room.
He didn't think he was getting... Grenade.
He didn't think that I was gonna whip throw a grenade at him. But.
Hold on, I'll help you. Out. I'll help you out here.
There he before is. He,
before he's he get back, before he gets back.
You're welcome, Miles. You're welcome. I pulled one from deep within the bag.
Me from now on.
Tyler rolled for Miles and rolled a natural 20.
I got okay. you, brother.
I'm guessing that's a failure for Lucardus and Tavra.
It is, yes. So 13 damage to each of them.
I'm down then. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm gonna defeat the dog. I get the points. Yeah. Me and Ulithal, you jerks thought you were gonna stick the two casters on a single team and hang us out to dry. The dog's gonna eat you and I'm gonna eat the dog.
Okay. We're going to the Tashtari's turn, and I've got two people within muzzle range right now. So let me just.
Hold on. We got to pause really quick. I think Jabird still needs to roll for his persistent fire damage.
Oh yeah, good call.
That's true. He just did.
Okay, he just did.
I am still. It's still a problem. It's still a problem.
It's still a problem. You've turned. I think it's two turns left on it.
No, I mean fire. Fire just lasts until it goes out, right?
Persistent, yeah. Until you.
Oh right, it's persistent fire. Sorry, I saw the 4 on the symbol, and I was like, oh, it's 4 turns. No, it's
D4.
Okay, my bad.
Okay, I rolled randomly, and he's attacking Lucardus first with a jaw attack. Bow. A 12 on the attack is going to be a 27.
That's a hit.
Bow. A stunning 15 points of piercing damage. And it's going to grab you at the ankle and tear into you and just knock you to the ground. Okay. And with you out of commission here, I think he's going to turn a laser blast attack against either Lethal or Zeldin, who he sees coming up, slinging spells his direction. It is going towards Zeldin. Second attack. 18 on the dice, though, is going to be a 30. Chipert.
Yeah, that's a crit. Yeah.
No one survived.
No, my dog. My dog.
Fire my dog damage. Fire damage.
Dude, this thing's not even bloodied.
It is not. 32 points of fire damage.
Okay. So that didn't actually massive damage roll me, but yeah, I'm pretty much at zero.
Non-lethal, so.
No, yeah, you can still get massive damage rolled by non-lethal, but... I'm pretty sure, right?
There's no dying on the death. Well, to death, no. But that will be its full turn. And now, actually, Tavra will go after Zeldin next turn, who will be after the creature. Ulithal, you're next.
Yeah, I...
Don't hold back, Ulithal. Just don't hold back anymore. Really let him have it this time.
Yeah. If you have like not a cantrip, I'd use whatever that is.
Oh no, I'm not going to use a cantrip.
Not a cantrip.
Yeah, I've been using spells.
The last one was a cantrip. I'm pretty sure
it was.
Okay.
I don't know how much more sabotage we're going to have with all of this. So
that's very true.
This is your primary combat in sabotage. I can tell you that.
Oh boy, I'm going to do something stupid. I'm going to take a step up and we're going to try a new spell.
Oh man, that's so dumb, Drew. You're getting within this thing's range.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Liquid Siphon.
What a dumb.
So this will be another fort save.
Fortitude. 5 on the dice. Is a 17.
My spell DC is 19.
Yeah, higher than that.
So that's
wow.
That's 19 points of damage.
Oh my gosh, that's so much.
Nicely done.
Well, it's 4d6, so it's not that.
It could have been a lot more. And drained one, that counts for something too, yeah.
Yeah.
That's more off the top, yeah.
And I'm dehydrating this creature as it draws the water out of it.
We're making doggy jerky.
Oh no, I was about to say you're getting like some bone marrow juice. The skeletal sous chef rushes up to you with like a bucket and is like catching all the goop.
It's flavor.
He's like, oh, this is infused with delicious laser beams. You're a genius, Ulithor.
It's a spicy laser beam.
But also, taking the lead in the damage count on the Teshtari Alpha is Team Mysterio Jr.
We did it.
Quite an amount.
And we both contributed equally.
Okay. That is turn 3. Lacardus. Oh, wait, sorry. At the beginning of turn 3, actually, we have some medics that are going to run out onto the field. Oh, you guys didn't see this one coming. They have the medical staff, the ability to use medkits and treat wounds and slap some spells on you. For both Zeldin and Tavra, you guys can each roll 48 hit points back.
Nice. Oh no.
Not great rolls on 48. What's the average there? Like, I don't know, that's pretty much the average, right?
11 and 12. I mean,
not terrible, not good. Okay, but you guys are both conscious on the ground. Doot, which means you will get to act in this turn. But first up, Tyler, Lacardus, you're on the ground. Prone, what would you like to do?
Stand up and swing twice, I guess.
Okay, standing.
Wee.
And delivering.
Boy, I really would love to do something cool here.
You got a flanking buddy.
I don't think that. 21. I don't think that's going
to
do it.
To miss. Oh, gosh, so close. Second attack?
You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
Spoiler warning, he rolled the same thing.
Same.
Okay. Well,
I've been useless.
Miles.
Muted, my man.
What do you got, buddy? Oh, he's swinging.
21 to hit.
He decided to roll the exact same attack that Tyler did. Miss, unfortunately.
We're consistent. We're a consistent team. We're just...
consistently bad.
Consistently not good at hitting something with an AC higher than 21.
No.
Oh, yeah. All these,
not at all.
All these rolls and with flanking, too. Okay, that is a miss. That will take us to... the wolf's turn. Technically, I'm going to say this wolf does have Ulithal in here as well as the support staff. We've got a medic. We've got a chef. I'll roll D6. I'm just going to go across kind of clockwise. So 1, 2, 3.
That's very kind of you. You know what? Have a hero point for being so nice.
Well, hold on. I might still roll you. No, I've rolled Ulithal. It's getting attacked this round.
Not the wizard.
Jaw attack on Ulithal. 4 on the dice, though, is...
Look at you.
Only a 19. I think that's still a hit.
My AC's 18. It's still a hit.
Yeah. 11 points of piercing damage. It's going to knock you to the ground. Toot, as an action. And then I think I'm just going to do another bite attack against somebody here. 1, 2. Lacardus. Second bite attack. 14 on the second bite. It's a hit. 24.
Don't worry about it. I mean, you can have your fun and everything. You can
10 points of damage, you down?
Big stupid number for your dumb laser wolf with a left leg.
Don't worry, the medic is still up, so they're going to help you next turn. That is going to drop you down here and take us to Thayun. No, Zeldin's turn.
I hate that this wolf has worked its way almost to the top of the turn order. This stupid wolf.
Just need to take out a thigh and I'll be at the top. What did I roll originally here? Like 16? Yeah.
I take a deep gasp. I wake up and my spell is gone. It's gone silent.
Because oh, no.
It is because I lost consciousness.
I will say they have also put out your persistent damage.
Oh, that's actually huge. That's actually huge.
Tavra, they have also cleared your eyes, so no longer dazzled.
Yep. Nice.
So I'm going to man, I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to recast that spiritual armament.
I should say it is bloodied now.
Yeah, and I'm gonna recast that bad boy and whip another grenade at you. It's gotta work eventually. Dang no,
it doesn't. Big old blast. A tree line behind you gets obliterated. But the fans love it. The fans love the big
They love the big booms.
That's why they tune in. Yeah,
they tune in for the booms.
They want to see the souffle either deflate or explode with the force of 1,000 suns. Right. It's like, oh man, I didn't know you're not supposed to cook with plutonium. Oh, geez.
Oh, fooey.
Okay.
Third action. I'm not standing up. I'm just laying on the ground. Technically, I have cover. I have some protection against ranged attacks when I'm laying on the ground.
Yeah, so doing well down there.
Technically, I'm doing great. Third action. I think I'm just gonna have to heal. I'm gonna have to pop a heal. One action heal to get back 2d8.
That will take us to Tavra. Tavra, your turn. You are on the ground. I think you will have had dropped your weapon if you're unconscious.
Okay, but you are still up. Stand up, pick up my weapon, and strike.
Yeesh.
Okay. That's what I'll do. It's 22 to hit.
I don't think you have a flanker right now, actually.
Oh, really?
Because Lacardus is down. Your teammate gave up on you.
Gave up?
It's so close, but so far. You're on the ground.
I'm on the ground, but that don't matter because I can still sling spells from down here. We're going to go for it. We're going to go for Force Barrage.
Oh, boy.
5.
Does Dazzled affect that?
3.
I was thinking, I don't
5.
Think so. Because it's a concealed condition.
Oh no! It says you fire a shard of solidified magic toward a creature that you can see. That makes me curious.
Yeah.
That makes me curious. It makes me curious.
Oh, no. I second that emotion.
Well, do I roll it for all three of these or for each of these?
Yeah, I don't think there's. Well, you know that someone on Pathfinder 2E's red has asked this because it does hit automatically. Yeah, targets and hits are a different world. Concealment doesn't prevent you from hitting, it prevents you from targeting. You'll absolutely hit what you aim at, but concealment makes it so that you may aim at the wrong thing. Ergo, the flat check applies to Force Brush.
Well,
go for it.
All right, so do I do this for each of the Force Barrages or for all of the Force Barrages?
I think it should be each of them.
Each one, yeah.
Personally, because they're you can target like individual things. So, yeah.
All right.
3d20.
One. Well, there goes that.
First one's down.
Hey. Oh,
second one's good.
3 damage. Great. And
success. Well,
5 is all you need.
So.
Yep. 8.
8 damage. All right.
Oh, still surging ahead is Team Mysterio Jr. And that will take us to the top of the turn order again, if I am.
Oh. All right. Well,
come on, Miles. We need big crit damage to catch up to Mysterio Jr.
Okay. It's 28 to hit.
Miles! What? Miles is the man!
Tyler's like, I need you to crit right now.
Like, I understood the assignment.
It's a natural 20.
Oh, yeah. Let's get another shout out to a Patreon supporter who makes this podcast possible. Kyle K. Thank you so much for supporting us for the last 5 years from, might I add, I think the great country of Canada. Everyone, let's go around while I pull this card and say one nice thing about Canada.
Yeah, Jared Kiso.
I'm going to say best wrestlers in the world come from there.
Also true.
Some of the best comedians have come from Canada. All the SCTV cast.
Kids in the Hall.
Kids in the Hall.
SCTV is just so goated.
Oh, yay.
Rebecca, say something nice about Canada.
Oh, gosh. I've never been to Canada. I really want to.
I've never been either.
Oh.
I'm going to say something nice about it.
I'm going to jump in and say poutine.
I was going to say poutine, but then I realized I've never been to Canada, so I haven't had real poutine.
I knew you were going to say poutine, so I was like, I got to say it before.
I can't say poutine. I've only had poutine at Disney World. That doesn't count.
I could say I like Indian
poutine. Well, maybe it was made by a Canadian.
All right, it probably was. It was at the Canada Pavilion in Epcot.
So that's close enough. The Canada Pavilion in Epcot was really great one of the times we went, and they were very extremely nice.
Kyle, I'm so sorry that Rebecca is an anti-Canadite.
No, I love you guys.
Are you doing piercing or slashing damage with your Solarian knives?
I am going to be doing piercing.
Oh, this is pretty good. You're slashing up a bicep. Bicep wound. The target is enfeebled 1 until healed. And double damage is 10 points of crit damage. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, that puts... I mean, Team Spatula still in second place, but this might help you guys survive a little bit more, as this will be enfeebled 1. This is a minus to its attacks. Its draw attacks and damage... Second action, Miles.
All right. Attack again. Oh, man. 19.
It's close, but yeah. Miss. Yeah.
And 16.
Okay.
That's okay. I have technically three 20s in this episode.
And technically true. Fahim does. Okay. This pup is going to go to attack this Bill Alpha. So sorry. Thion, yeah, you're first here. We're going to do a jaw attack first. A 9 on the dice is 24, which is just a hit. Ooh, 13 points of piercing damage. It's going to do its takedown attack, knockdown attack, knock you to the ground. And yeah, so we've got 4 other things right next to him. Mm-mm-mm. It is. It opens up its muzzle beam and absolutely obliterates your personal sous chef, Zeldin. This guy gets womp. I guess I do have to roll the attack, but I think anything outside of a 1. Yeah. That skeleton gets.
is the hat still okay?
The hat's all that remains, actually. So good luck.
I crawl over and put the hat on my head.
Okay. That takes us to Lacardus. Your turn.
And I'm, am I healed up?
Yes. Well, you have to roll for D8, I believe is what I said.
I can do that.
Okay. All right, you're on the ground. You've dropped a weapon. What would you like to do?
I can't drop my weapons. My weapons are my fists.
So. Oh, I thought you said you had a frying pan.
I do have a tactical frying pan, but right now I'm using my fists.
Not using it.
You know, it seems weird that you wouldn't be using the frying pan during the cooking competition.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, Drew! Oh my god! Yeah.
I didn't even think about it.
I didn't even think about it. You know what?
I thought it was weird when he did when he came out to do his intro thing, and he's like, "I don't have anything cooking related."
I forgot. Boy. You know what? I'll pull it out now. I'll do it. Actually, I'll spend the action, and I'll be like, "Time to whip out the."
I got a thing.
The secret weapon, ladies and gentlemen, the power of cooking.
it's a 27 hit. And I'm flanking, so you know, hey. Hit, well, hit. It's minimum damage.
Excellent.
I've El Kabonged ya. How you feeling?
Okay. And you stood up as well, so that's 3.
I had to stand up and take out the frying pan, which apparently was the secret sauce. So they
Zeldin.
All right. First things first, sustain my spell.
Mm-hmm.
I've rolled so many 21s.
I mean, this episode, you guys have rolled so many.
No. Yeah. All right. That's 1 action.
Jabert, I can't see what you're rolling.
Me either.
It's going to GM for some reason. That's weird.
It's okay. You can have your secret conversations. That's fine.
All right, wizard, keep your secrets.
I can confirm his rolls.
You're really the only one who matters, but I was just...
I am the great confirmer.
All right, let's see here. I would like to get that figured out, but we'll figure it out. All right, so that's going great. Loving this spell so far. Next spell should be, goodness gracious, I guess an Eldritch Lance.
Blast him.
It's a damage spell, and I can cast it, so I will.
Blasted.
I love boo.
That is
that'd have been my first attack. Would have been it. Maybe not.
14. It might have been. I'm not sure. No, because it doesn't affect its armor class, the Enfeebled, right?
No, it does not.
That will take us to Tavra, who's up, got weapon, and you got a flanking buddy now.
All right, let's strike with our Dushko.
Please. Oh my gosh, nope. Rebecca. Oh,
Rebecca, no.
Rebecca.
I'm going to head this whole episode. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I got a new Dushko and everything.
You literally sliced the little one in half.
I feel your pain, Tavra. I feel your pain. I'm there with you.
It sucks so much. All right, here's strike number two.
Oh, no. It sucks to be us.
No.
All right, I'm going to hold my elbow up as a shield. Oh. Final action.
Ooh, we fall. What you got, Drew?
We're going for it with one last spell. Thunderstrike.
Ooh, reflex?
Reflex save.
Flat check.
Flat. Yeah, please roll a flat check for me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
This one does target for Shizzo. Okay. Roll that reflex. Nine is a success. Just a success. So take him 4 points. Electricity damage.
And it's also 1d4 sonic damage, so hang on, let me...
Oh, not in your macro?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, that
will...
Didn't do anything. Wow.
Do you have a third action you'd like to do? You are on the ground, right?
Yeah, I'm going to stand up.
Yeah, look at you. Turn six, I think? Hathayun, you are on the ground. You are prone. What would you like to do, Miles?
I mean, get up.
Single action to stand.
And then, stabby stabby.
Wobby stobby.
Boo.
Natural one. Hey.
We're.
Hey. You burn bright with those natural 20s.
I'm gonna hero point that.
Nah, you just let it stand. It's cool.
No, I'm hero pointing that one.
All right. Is this your last hero point?
Not only is it critical fail, but like the lowest possible damage, too, so it's all reds.
Yeah, pretty bad. All right, reroll.
21.
21! Can we not? I don't want to see that.
So frustrating.
I know. I don't want to see that freaking number again.
The thing about it is, it's like in most combats, we
real
just
good.
Like crushing face, right? You know,
real yeah. good.
All right, cool.
Okay, we're on to its turn, and not a lot of damage was done this last turn, I don't believe a lot. I think, unfortunately, Tara did. No.
I didn't do anything.
Lacardus did the most, then.
I did 3 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
If you're gonna consider that a threat, I guess I can't stop you.
We're going to roll randomly for the four of you next to it. Lacardus, I've rolled you randomly. Swears.
Could you just give me a one? Just like, well, you
wait,
suck.
Wait. Retributive strike.
Oh, wow. She remembers a
beat. Rebecca forgot her main core ability.
No, I haven't forgotten. I've been prone or unconscious or like I haven't been able to do anything for most of this combat. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
But
I'm.
I think he's obliterating me. He's obliterating me if you don't do something here.
I think I'm
critting your boy. Oh, it's a hit.
22. Oh.
Yay!
It's not a 21. You guys, you did it.
Oh my gosh. Also get resistance to damage.
Will not matter on this case, but.
Five.
Cool.
But yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Piercing.
With 15 piercing, you have tied the damage race.
No!
And it's still alive.
Rebecca, we need you.
Yeah, Rebecca.
But I did crit time.
Oh, I'm cut in half. Yeah, go for it.
No, it's non-lethal damage. You're fine.
Eight.
You can cut. Yeah. Well, okay, I can be non-lethally cut in half, Drew. Doesn't, you ever seen a magician's damage. Act?
Your boy's down.
You smart aleck.
And that
he's got
does
a point,
mean,
Drew. He's got a point, Drew. You're cooked.
Yeah.
It does mean our dog friend has two more actions. He's not going to pull Lucardus to the ground. He's going to keep up the attack. Yo. 1, 2. Is Tavra next? The second attack. Oh, boy. 24 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Choo. 7, 13 points of damage.
I'm down again.
Yeah. You got that retributive strike in, though. Her attack is going to...
You're wild.
Hithayu.
He's going to do it. He's going to be at the top of the turn order. Nah, this monster. Miss.
It is a miss. That will bring us to Selden's turn because the Lucardus is down. What would you like to do? Big dog.
Big dog. Gonna sustain a spell.
Oh, it's a hit.
It's a hit this time. It went to the GM. Oh, no, so no one else can see my...
That's all right. How much damage?
It's middling.
Still puts your team ahead of the damage race now.
So hard for this 8 points of damage.
It is. It's real hurt. It's knock you over with a feather hurt. You see this thing on one of its three last legs. What else do you want to do?
Lucardus, Tavra, Ulithol.
You're not throwing a grenade. You're not throwing a grenade. You're not doing this.
You absolute jerk.
I'm throwing two more grenades if I have to.
You can't have that many actions.
I've got so many.
All the grenades.
This one is an electromagnetic grenade, so DC 19.
Reflex. Roll here. Ooh, natural 20 on the first one.
All right, do it again. I'll burn. I'll keep throwing grenades. I have so many grenades. I have so much good stuff on my phone.
20?
A 20 is a save.
So. No, it's real good. Sorry.
Okay.
I just can't do math. 31 on okay, the second one. Okay. Sorry. No damage. You're just
plus
knocking
16.
Out.
Plus yeah. 16.
That's insane.
And people so doesn't drop it.
The rest of us, we're unconscious on the floor next to the grenade.
We take non-lethal damage and nothing happens, really.
Still unconscious.
Yeah.
If that is Zeldin's full turn, I think only Uli
That one only has a 5-foot radius, so like I think it doesn't actually get out of the wolf's squares. So
Ulithol, we're on to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm making sure I'm still up from being so close to all of this. Alright, we're gonna drain bonded item.
Oh boy.
Liquid reaction. Siphon.
Fortitude save?
It is a fort
it's
save.
Not its best. Two on the dice. It's dead.
Yes. Oh,
nice.
Yes.
Well done, team wizard.
No, that was my two. That was my two to see if I actually could target it.
Oh,
never
no,
because he's dazzled.
Drew, no.
Drew, you got a hero point? You could re-roll that.
Let's do it, baby.
Oh, there we go.
Smart.
Come on.
Good call.
No. The other side of that dice, 18. That is a success. You extract another wolf bone broth from the creature. Another.
I run up and catch it.
Comes
the,
out.
I run up and catch it in the dead one's skull.
That's awesome.
The skull is still talking. He's like, excellent work, sir. You hear Zoe's booming voice over the intercom speaker here. It's like, and now it's time to harvest that meat jungle. I don't want to play anymore. I don't know about you guys. We've been through a lot in this combat. We can just do the rest of Saboteur Soufflé next week.
That's fine.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
There's more?
No more. There's so much more. No more combats.
Bad doggy.
Really, but.
This was fun, though.
That was cool.
Can we get a tease of what we get for this?
Just a whole bunch of magical. Oh, I told you not to buy a Aeon Stone because I think you get one. Let's see. Yeah, if you get a very good score, it is an advanced version of a weapon. And.
Oh, wow.
yeah, just some weapons and potentially Aeon stones.
Are we still going right now? I mean, can I go heal people, or is that we're just out of it for the week?
I think we're done.
We're out of it for the week, but I think the medic staff can heal you guys between rounds.
Okay.
I'll double check on that, but
I hope that as like my friends, you never let me live it down that I got on a cooking show and didn't use the frying pan that I specifically called out for my character many times.
That is unforgivable.
Unconscionable is what it is.
I need us to all be 80 years old and you're still just like, oh, this idiot who didn't forgot his fucking frying pan at the cooking show.
When Miles mentioned the hex clad like frying pan, and I was like, yeah, Lucardus has a frying pan. Clearly Tyler has thought about this.
No, I did. I was so focused on, I was like, oh, I got hand wraps. I got these cool hand wraps. I want to show that off. Forgot all about the stupid frying pan.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.